Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A cannon boomed a salute each day to the Indian fighters and Civil War veterans attending the Southern Oregon Soldiers and Sailors Reunion in Grants Pass in June 1906. At the encampment, some of the old soldiers may have shared stories about the thundering brass cannon in earlier days. In 1856, General Joseph Lane had ordered the cannon for the Rogue River Indian War. It was shipped by schooner from San Francisco to the port at Scottsburg at the mouth of the Umpqua. From there, a four-horse team spent 2 weeks dragging the heavy weapon over barely passable roads to Fort Lane on the south bank of the Rogue River. After the Rogue Wars, the cannon landed in Klamath County for use in the Modoc Indian War of 1872-73. Later, it was hauled to Ashland for shipment as surplus to Fort Vancouver. Some Jacksonville veterans sneaked off with the cannon and hid it for 2 years when the government turned it over to the Rogue River Soldiers and Sailors Association. 2 years later, some veterans at a reunion in Jacksonville got drunk and damaged it while attempting to shoot up the town. A local blacksmith kindly donated the $10 repair. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.